I think what we have to look at, there's an income tax element that we look at, but then you have those that are under 18, the retirees, those right. that would be on employment, those that would be on federal assistance, they don't pay income tax. And so that's always the complaint that we get, it's not fair. Then what, you look at millage. That always makes people really nervous, but that actually is the best because every property owner, whether you're renting the house out or not, has a portion of that. The police and fire is important for everybody, not just a select few people. It's everybody, visitors, as well as residents, those that are surrounding our community. We have a fire district. You all know that we have fire contracts in different townships. We also have the EMS agreement, which even though it's a county agency, we have contracted with them since the 70s. I guess I've heard some things coming back that, you know, they're getting $1,200 a run. You can look at the EMS budget. We have it. They're not making millions of dollars a year. But every time they do an ambulance, every year, every other year, they try to buy at least one ambulance. You're nicked about $300,000 thereabouts. But it is one that there is a lot of expense that goes into that. And there's multiple what we call volunteer agencies, Coldwater, Rockford, Mendon, all these folks out there, they depend on that assistance. And we are the only full-time in the county. So we need to be able to work forward and saying, what does that budget look like? Because where ambulatory services are absolutely critical, so is fire services. And the equipment that we have that will deal with the ISO ratings. You know, it means a reduction of roughly 15% on people's insurance premiums if you have the right equipment, which we do. But we need to go forward and we need to show not only the public that we care about it, but we need to show our people in the fire and police that we really do care about it as we go forward.
So just real quick question, what is a municipality's means of taxation? What are the only means that we can
use? Well, you have income tax. So that is the key thing. But and I'm going to use Public Works as an example for the streets. They get, I think, $96,000 from the general fund. That's what they get from the general fund as a transfer. They have different, they have highway tax and street tax. They get multiple taxes, permissive tax. All those can't be used for other things. It has to go into streets. State highway funds can only be used for like Main Street, which is 127, and then Logan Markin Street. That's the only where that money can be used.
Right, but we can do an income tax.
We can do an income tax.
But my understanding is not a sales tax.
We cannot do sales tax. Okay. Only the county can do a sales
but
tax.
But potentially millage is the other one.
We can do millage okay. or income tax. That is our choice.